My purse is missing.
My car is missing. My house is missing.
But you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Well, another writer just bit the dust.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Norge, a division of BorgWarner. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters and home freezers, Norge presents The Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton, Dave Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Peddle, Pat McGee, and Gene Tudor will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Rod, you look nice tonight.
I do, Red?
Yeah, your eyes are open.
Red, my eyes are open every week.
Yeah, but this is the first week they can see anything.
Say, Red, where'd you go this afternoon?
Well, I went down to the blood bank, and I gave 2 pints of my blood.
You did?
Yes.
What did they do with it?
Well, they put it in a bottle and labeled it. This is Red Skelton's blood. Artificial coloring to be added. You know who I saw down there?
Oh.
Peter Lorre.
Really?
And I says, gee, that's awful nice of you to take time out. He says, oh, I come down every day. I give 4 5/4 of blood a day. I says, doesn't it bother you? He says, oh, it's not my blood.
You know, Red, you really ought to take care of your health.
Oh, I do. What about yesterday? We went for a long hike out in the woods.
Yeah, you know, things are pretty in Griffith Park at this time of the year, aren't
they? Yeah, they're going to get prettier, too, as soon as they start wearing shorts.
See, they wear slacks now. The girls out in the woods.
You know, with jokes like that, we lose more writers this way.
You enjoyed the hike, though, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I saw Little Red Riding Hood out in the woods.
Oh, really? Was she on her way to visit her grandmother with her lunch?
No, she was looking for a sailor with a bottle of gin. My grandmother and I were out in the woods the other day picking toadstools.
But toadstools are poisonous.
They are?
Well, sure.
Maybe that's what that little toad was trying to tell me.
Say, Red, after we split up, did you see any animals?
Yeah, I saw a gopher talking to his wife, and he says, hey, Mabel, there's that guy who's been giving us all that free publicity on the radio.
You know, it's fun to camp out, but I was glad when we finally found a place to stay.
Yeah.
See, you know, that was a cute log cabin we found, wasn't it, Red?
Yeah, but it would have been a lot nicer if we had got that maple syrup out of it.
They don't get it.
Huh?
They don't get it, I guess.
They don't get it. I got news for you. Neither do I. The log cabin is a thing, a little thing that comes and has syrup in it and stuff like that. But the woods are really beautiful, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah. They really are, especially those maple trees. You know, they get maple syrup from those trees.
They do?
Sure.
Here it comes.
Oh.
Say that again.
I said, especially those maple trees. You know, they get maple syrup from those trees.
Yeah, how do they get the trees to set on those little bottles? I should have said, how did they get those trees to sit on those little log cabins?
Well,
From South Pacific, Gene Tudor sings The Cockeyed Optimist.
When the sky's bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and incurably green. I have heard people rant and rave and bellow that we're done and we might as well be dead. But I'm only a cockeyed optimist, and I can't get it into my head. I hear the human race is stalling on its face and hasn't very far to go. But every whippoorwill is selling you a bill and telling me it just ain't so. I could say life is just a ball of jello and appear more intelligent and smart, but I'm stuck like a dope with a thing called hope, and I can't get it all out of my heart.
Remember the car you had in the 30s? It was the latest thing then, but it would seem mighty old-fashioned now. Well, how old is your refrigerator? Isn't it about time you traded that in on an up-to-date model? On a new Norge Jet Self-Defroster, for instance. And believe me, you couldn't make a smarter choice. Norge, who originated self-defrosting, has really perfected it in this new Jet Self-Defroster. You'll never spend another minute defrosting because this new Norge defrosts itself every night. So fast, even ice cream can't melt. And there's more storage space in this new Norge. Space to spare, from top to floor. A huge cross-top freezer, a regular pantry of movable shelves, even shelves in the door. There's a meat keeper deep enough for a big roast, a full wood crisper that holds a week's supply of fruits and vegetables. Why not talk to your friendly Norge dealer about trading in your old refrigerator on a new Norge Jet Self-Defroster? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
And now, some pages from the Skelton scrapbook of satire entitled Inventions. Chapter 1, Clem Cadiddlehopper's Invention.
Here I am. The shrimp boats are going. I figure they've been coming long enough. Yes, dear, here I am, one of nature's witticisms. I sure been busy, boy. Well, I better get back to work on my hopper parachute. I'm making my test today. Oh, what are you doing?
Well, morning, Cleo.
Well, please. Put wheels on me and use me for a sprinkler. Say, lover girl, honeysuckle baby doll, what are you doing out at this time of the night?
Night? It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Sam, you better pull up that shade and get a little sunlight.
The shade is up. It's just that dirty window you're looking at.
Well, land's sakes, why don't you wash it?
Well, I do every day, but it's still filthy. I just can't get it clean.
But you just wash the inside. It's the outside that's dirty.
Details, details. I know I have the same trouble with the other windows in the house, too. You know, I'm going to invent a window with no outside to it. Just an inside will save a lot of cleaning, you know.
Oh, Sam, that's impossible.
That's what they said about me, too. But here I am.
Sam, what's this big mystery you're working on?
Oh, just another one of my new inventions.
Oh, what did you ever invent?
What did I ever invent? What did I ever invent?
Yeah, what did I ever invent?
Well, I invented an alarm clock with only one half to it. That's for people with twin beds. Then I invented a 8-foot ladder that's 2 feet high. So you fall off of it, you won't get hurt.
Yeah.
And then I invented a rubber bell for phones, so it won't disturb you, you know. And I am now working on a thing that will solve the unemployment situation.
Oh!
It's a big machine that will do the work of 1,000 men.
How come?
Well, now, there's a good question. Oh, very good question. Now, we just had a good answer. I've invented a machine that does the work of 1,000 men, but here's the catch. It takes 100,000 men to run it.
Sounds logical.
It does.
Of course.
Well, that's too bad. I'll have to throw it out right away then. Here's one that I'm working on. It's a protector for a buzzsaw. Look. Now, you see that rubber paddle on the side of the saw?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if your hand gets too close to the blade, a paddle comes out and slaps you a couple of times.
Oh, it seems ridiculous to me.
Ridiculous? Look what happens if it wasn't there. Well, I won't be doing much hitchhiking this summer.
You're a moron.
Number one, if you please. And I'll have you to know I have letters of recommendations to prove it. I have friends in Washington, you know.
You poor thing. Here, let me bandage you up.
Oh, no, you don't. Just let it alone. This rich California soil that's on there, all I got to do is pour a little water on it. There you are. Grew a new thumb.
Sam, what's this contraption?
Oh, back away. That's top secret. Oh, don't even look at it. Forget what you've seen. That's what I've been working on for the last 5 days and nights.
Without sleep?
Without results.
Oh, come now. What is it? You can tell me.
No, I can't. So many of my inventions have been stolen, I can't trust anybody.
For instance?
Well, a mixer for cement, that was mine.
Cement mixer? Don't be silly. That was invented before you were born.
Well, putty. How do you like that? They steal my inventions before I can even think of them. Oh, somebody at the door. Oh, howdy doody. How are you there, officer? Come right in, sir. Good to see you.
Mr. Goodlittlehopper?
Yes?
Well, I'm from the U.S. Government Research Department of Aviation.
Oh, I see. Well, come right in. Come right in. I've been expecting you. This is Daisy June, my girl.
Yes. Well, my name will have to be anonymous.
What's that?
My name will have to be anonymous.
It's almost as bad as Goodlittlehopper, eh?
Now, about your new headgear parachute, Mr. Goodlittlehopper, how does it work?
Well, you see, it fits inside your hat, see, and it fastens under your chin. And if the plane's in any trouble, you just grab the hat and say, well, here we go again.
See. Have you experimented with it?
Well, yeah. My grandpa Cadiddlehopper made a jump from the barn with it the other day.
He came down okay?
Oh, yes. He came down.
Well, if the hat has a strap under the chin to hold it on, when the chute opens, wouldn't the sudden speed break the neck?
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll put the chin straps under the arms, you see.
Oh, fine. It sounds much safer.
Oh, yes.
Well, shall we make the test?
Yes, I'll get the stuff and I'll jump from the top of the barn for you. Right over there.
Yeah.
There's the barn. Did you notice that we don't have one of those weather vanes up there, one of those weather cocks? We use a macro.
A macro?
Yes, that way you can tell which way the wind's blowing without looking up.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, shall we see the demonstration?
Yes, I'll put the hat on. Now, how do I look?
Like something that was swept out the back door of the automatic.
Well, I'm glad you liked it. Well, I'll get up on top of the roof here.
Do you know what you're doing?
Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. Certainly, I know what I'm doing. Ready? Here I come. Now I count to 10 and pull the ripcord. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8.
I do wish people would stop calling me for these things.
Slim! Slim, are you all right?
You?
I thought you said you knew what you were doing.
I do, but now I'm doing it with a broken neck.
Dave Rose in the orchestra and the Saber Dance. Our weekly homemaker hit from Jane Masters, co-director of the NOR Home Economics Department.
If your refrigerator has a big enough freezer chest, you can fix a fruit pie several days ahead of time, then bake it when you need it. But don't prick the openings in the top crust till you bake the pies. because flute juices expand when frozen and they may run over.
Plenty of room for pies and all kinds of frozen foods in the new Norge Jet Self Defroster. The cross-top freezer holds up to 52.5 pounds of frozen food. And with Norge's new Jet Self Defrosting, you don't have to juggle things around during defrosting. In fact, you can forget about defrosting, for Norge defrosts automatically every night so fast even frozen fruits and ice cream stay brick solid. It's automatic defrosting at its finest. And why shouldn't it be? After all, Norge originated self-defrosting. And they're the world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators. You really should see this new Norge Jet Self Defroster, for you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Chapter 2 from the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire on Inventions is entitled, What Makes Things Go? And it stars Junior, the mean whittle kid.
More than 20 blackbirds baking a pie. Now, who would ever do this thing like that? I think I'll give it a try, though. Oh, look at that big pot of glue on the pantry shelf. I think I'll take Grandpa's teeth out of the glass and glue them on top of his hat. And that way, when he sees a pretty girl, he can tip his hat and smile without looking up. Uh-oh, storm warnings. The big blow's coming from behind.
Just a dog!
What are you doing? Why are you standing like that?
I'm looking at this pot of glue.
Is that all you're doing?
Yeah, I guess looking.
Well, then come away.
I can't. My eyelashes are stuck.
Junior, why don't you behave yourself? It's just as easy to be good as it is to be bad.
I know it is, so why shouldn't I pick the one that gives me the most fun? Hey, can I go outside and play?
Yes. Go next door and tease that big, vicious dog.
Yes. Boy, they sure love me.
Come see who's here.
Who? Well, Mr. Fowler, old snozzle kid himself.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Shut up.
Were you over to Mr. Fowler's this morning?
Junior, did you see my cat?
I'm glad you asked that question.
You are?
Yes, you could have asked me about that broken window in your car.
But I don't have a broken window in my car.
You don't know me very well, do you? Well, everybody to his own opinion, you know.
Now, about my cat, did you see him?
Well, I was cleaning his fur with a vacuum cleaner. See? And I went zip, and the next thing I know, he is gone.
What are you saying?
Well, never mind what I'm saying, but before you go to bed tonight, don't forget to put the vacuum cleaner out. Last time I saw that vacuum cleaner, it was sitting on the fence. You know why?
What?
I saw a football cat the other day.
A football cat?
Yeah. It made 9 yards last night, and it got 40 to go.
Of my cat, you didn't help him get the bird out of the cuckoo clock, did you?
Bird out of the cuckoo clock?
Yes.
Now, who would do the thing like that?
Well, now listen, Junior. Someone has ruined Mr. Fowler's cuckoo clock. The bird is gone.
Well, maybe it has gone back to Capistrano.
I'm waiting.
Well, I saw the bird cuckooing at me, and it made me mad, so I thought I would get one of them cuckoo eggs, see? And then I thought maybe if it had any eggs, I could reach in the clock, and I would get one, and I could sit on it and hatch me own clock.
Well, he admits he broke it.
Well, that's a good boy. I guess we'll just have to have it repaired.
You mean you're not going to whip me?
Well, for telling the truth, no.
Certainly not.
How long has this been going on? Good heavens. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll fix the clock for you.
No, thanks. I've got too many excess parts.
Now. I know, but I, as an inventor, I have installed push-button system, you see, so he can take his punishment and not waste any precious time. Now, When a boy is naughty, he pushes one button and it says window breaker on it. Another one says piano crusher. And the other is a light bulb smasher. And the other is a flower pot crasher. You follow me?
Oh, isn't it amazing the way children can make believe?
Well, at least this way you can keep out of trouble.
Well, pay attention now, kids. I got to have you absolutely quiet.
We'll be still, Junior.
Yeah. Well, you better hold on to something because I'm going to press all buttons at the same time. Yeah! Any questions?
Good heavens! It worked!
Yeah. Boy, you look awful silly with that flower pot on your head.
Oh!
First, Papa, he said you was half potted.
Where's my hairbrush?
No, I'll get it for you. Get your hairbrush, my goodness. Get your hairbrush. My goodness, get your hairbrush. Your hairbrush. I wish we'd have moved into a smaller place.
Did you get it?
Here it is.
All right.
Wait just a minute. I'm going to join you. So, I'm going to have to. I'm one page missing. Yeah. I like it when we work together. It's so cozy.
Oh, Junior, bend over.
Okay.
Oh, my finger.
What happened? That new hairbrush has got a mousetrap concealed in it, see? When people spank their little kids and they say, this hurts me more than it does you, get wounded.
You're going to get it.
Okay, I was waiting. Okay. I'll be careful where you slap me in the back pocket, though, because I got uranium beans in there. You start to spank me, boy, and you'll have to finish the job up on the moon. There'll be no more me, because there'll be part of me here, and there'll be part of me there, and part of me there, and people will say, that's him all over. And there'll be no more Junior, boy. I will be completely finished, and you... Oh, no.
Oh, good. You scared yourself.
You look a little bleached yourself.
Now, get up to your room, lock yourself in, and bring me the key.
Okay. Get up to your room, lock yourself in, and bring you the key? Nuts. The whole family's nuts.
Dear, really? This house is so full of booby traps, I'm afraid to move.
Well, don't worry, booby. Whenever you're ready to move, just let me know. I can push a button and the whole house will move right down the street.
Oh, now, Junior, you're kidding me.
You keep laughing, kiddo. That's it.
I think I'll be leaving.
Yeah. No, not until you see my new air conditioner for stuffy houses. You see, I invented this myself. You see, you put it in front of the window like this, see? And the box has a spring with an arm on it, see? And it's got a little cup at the end of it. Now I put the wok in the cup, like that. Now I press the lever. Feel that breeze!
This is Rob O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. This week, why not make a point of stopping in at your local Norge dealers? See the beautiful new Norge Jet Self Defroster, the refrigerator that defrosts itself automatically every 24 hours, so fast, even ice cream stays solid. See the fastest and finest self-defrosting system yet designed. See the new Norge Jet Self Defroster. And now until next week,
this is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. Copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood.